Okay, so I have a quick riddle for y'all. Before you sleep, you use me. When you wake up, I'm the first thing you reach for. In moments of stress, loneliness, boredom, I'm the first thing you pick up. Who am I? Your phone, obviously. Was that a good intro? I hope so. Listen, I'm trying to be creative with these intros, okay? But anyways, as you can tell from the riddle, or maybe you couldn't tell, but we're gonna talk about a modern day idol, the one thing that we worship without knowing that we do. Actually, worshiping this thing is normalized. Like, we spend time on it more than we spend time with our creator. Instead of us to control it, this thing controls us. The Israelites made a golden calf to worship, and we, this generation, we worship our phones. Today, we're gonna talk about phone addiction, the one addiction that you think it's not that deep. Let me simply ask you a question for you to know how deep it is. Okay, so how much time have you spent on social media? What is your screen time for today? 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 hours. How many hours have you spent with God today? 5 minute prayer, rushing through your Bible for 10 minutes. Oh, you actually forgot to read your Bible today. You know, you didn't have time, but you remember to scroll on TikTok, check IG stories, post on your WhatsApp status. Yeah, let's talk about it. The modern day idol, our smartphones. Probably what you're listening to this on, but when it is not used rightly, it can be such a weapon against us. Anyways, hey DTS fam, welcome to Death to Self podcast, a podcast navigating Christianity in your 20s and how to be in the world and not of it. So DTS fam, let's talk about the intro for a minute. Like, if you've been listening to this, you know how much I hate the word guys. Not hate, actually hate. Like, I've been trying to replace guys, and I've been thinking and thinking, like, what can I say? And I'm like, DTS fam, you know, DTS, dead to self, and then fam, like family, like, y'all get it. If you have something better in mind, please let me know, because I am not 100% sold, but it's way better than guys, so I'm gonna stick with this. And on the topic of intros, I just have to shout out my sister Neftali, because she has a podcast, The Pursuit by Neftali, also a Christian podcast. 1000% recommend. And I listen to a lot of podcasts. She definitely has one of the best intros. She says to all the people that Jesus loves, and I just love it so much. I'm like, God, why didn't you give me that idea? But anyways, in case you're looking for a podcast recommendation, The Pursuit by Neftali is amazing. So back to today's topic, modern day idol and phone addiction. And as always, you know, how I get the ideas of these topics is because it's something that I'm going through, or like God is working on me on. God is working on me with. For by God is working on me, period. So I'm definitely not condemning you if you are addicted to your phone, which most of us are addicted to our phone, but we won't admit it. But like, I'm not condemning you, okay? We're going through this, and God is healing us from this together. We're in this together. So this episode is just for us to learn and understand and die to the addiction and just seek first the kingdom. So first off, what is an idol? An idol is whatever we worship or whatever takes the place of God. How do we know that our phone is an idol? Like, one, we know the importance of time and the fact that whatever we give our time to is what we prioritize the most. Whatever we give most of our time to is what we prioritize the most, and what we also give part of our life to. And if we are giving our phone and social media more time than we are giving our creator and savior God, then it has taken the place of God in our life. Then it is an idol. Our phone could also be an addiction. In simple terms, an addiction is something that we have no control over, but rather it controls us. Like, you know that you really shouldn't be scrolling on TikTok right now. You really shouldn't be on your phone, but you just can't help it. And I, for one, am so guilty of that. That's just one of the signs that you are addicted to your phone. When you find it challenging to not check your notifications and you are constantly mindlessly and aimlessly scrolling, when you neglect your relationships, especially face-to-face connections, because you are constantly on your phone, when you spend more time on your phone than with God. Like, if we had a record of our Bible time compared to our screen time, social media in particular, then we'll see how much we neglect our Bibles. You also know it's an addiction when it has the power to control your emotions. Like, it can lead to envy, discontentment in your life, comparison, sadness. When your phone is the first thing you pick up whenever you feel sad or uncomfortable, like social media is a coping mechanism. When you neglect responsibilities because you're scrolling on your phone, instead of studying, working, you are busy scrolling on your phone because you just cannot let go of your phone. Or when you've lost interest in other activities, like, it literally is taking so much of your time, so much of your life. You cannot control your phone usage. When it has that much power over you, then you know that it's an idol and an addiction. And there are a few reasons why we are addicted to our phones. First off, the instant gratification that we get, the instant access to information, especially entertainment, that social media provides can be addicting. Sometimes it could be because of the validation that we get from social media, you know, the likes, the comments, the DMs, because we as humans, we do crave acceptance and belonging. So getting that from our phones could be a reason why we don't want to let our phones go, why we don't have control over our phone usage. And FOMO could also be another reason. FOMO, the fear of missing out, when, like, you don't want to miss out on the next trend, on the next news, on the next pop culture moments, on the next celebrity fight, and all of that, when you want to stay updated on the things of the world that do not even matter, first of all. Then that can also keep you addicted to your phone. And one reason that I really relate to is being an escape from reality. Like, sometimes when I don't want to think about something that I know I should think about, when I don't want to be in my head or just not stress about something, my favorite thing to do is just mindlessly scroll on TikTok. Like, just scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll till I fall asleep. Like, I'm not entertaining my thoughts or my emotions. I'm not even taking it to God or praying about it, but I'm taking it to TikTok and my phone and just scrolling. Like, my phone is my first resort. And you might think that, well, what exactly is wrong with spending half of your day on your phone? Why is the phone addiction so wrong? Firstly, is because of the time that it takes, the time that you waste. Like, we have 24 hours a day, right? Let's say we sleep for 8 hours, we spend 8 hours at work or at school, and the remaining 8 hours on our phone. That is not it at all. Like, that is not it. That is not life at all. We are literally giving 1/3 of our day, which also is 1/3 of our lives, to this device, when there is so much more that we can be doing, that we can do with our time. And one thing that Apostle Joshua Selman emphasized on when I got to meet him last year at the youth conference was the importance of time, and the fact that what we give our time to is what we give literally our life to. So giving so much time to your phone, spending so much time on your phone is you giving your life, giving a part of your life to your phone. Like if someone was to live for 60 years, spending 8 hours on their phone a day, then they would have spent about 30 years of their lives on their phone. I don't know about you, but that is deep. 30 years of your life just mindlessly scrolling. Our phones can also be a tool for sinning. Like Proverbs 4:23 tells us to guard our hearts, for everything we do flows from it. And one thing that affects our hearts that needs to be guarded is our eyes. Our phones can be a tool for sinning by what we see. Sometimes just scrolling on TikTok can tempt us into the sin, the addiction, the watching of pornography, the fornication, because of what we saw on social media. Social media could also be a way for us to let the world in to influence us. Like going to Instagram and TikTok and seeing what the world is doing could make us want to go back to our old lifestyle. Personally, I have fallen into the pit of craving the world or my old ways because I see how much it is glorified on social media, or wanting to listen to this type of music that God has convicted me on because I've listened to it on TikTok, you know. And that definitely, most definitely affects our relationship with God. Like us not spending the time to cultivate our relationship with our Father, with us falling into sin which separates us from God, with us using our phones as an escape instead of casting our cares onto Jesus. Like it limits our spiritual development, because instead of us getting to know God and the different dimensions of Him, instead of us finding our God-given purpose and prioritizing ministry, our relationships, or pursuing our passions, we spend the time on our phones. And I would say that phone addiction is such a slow poison, because you don't really see it as wasting your life or idolizing. Like you don't see it as a big deal. You just want to scroll for a little while for instant gratification, then the little whiles keep adding up into hours and hours of your day, and then days in the month, and then years in your lifespan. Like it is that deep. Like some of us, if we were to take the 8-10 hours that we spend on our phone and actually invest it into this project, this passion, it would grow beyond our expectations. And we don't see it as something that deep. We just scroll and scroll and not see how much it affects our lives overall, how much it affects our lives in the long run. So how can we stop and overcome the phone addiction? Because this phone is just a thing. Like it is important for us to have power and dominion and control over our phones and not let our phones control us. We must be able to fight the urge to get on our phones. Like Proverbs 26 verse 11 says, as long as a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his foolishness. And that is the same thing with like the cycle of phone addiction. What do we vomit, or what do we throw up after the endless scrolling on social media? Depression, loneliness, comparison, sadness, jealousy, all the fruit of the flesh. And then the scrolling leads to more scrolling, which is like us going back to the vomit to try to fight the feeling that being on our phone and on social media has caused. So how we can break this cycle is simply prioritizing God over instant gratification, fear of missing out, validation, escaping reality, prioritizing God over all of these. Like whatever reason, whatever it is that is causing you to scroll, prioritize spending time with God over that. Prioritize spending time in His word. Like there is so much power in His word. this week on the YouVersion Bible app. Like, I really love the plans now, you know. So in case you're not following the plan on the YouVersion, not the plans, like the daily devotional, I'd highly recommend you do. Lately, I've been learning about the full armor of God, and we know that the one armor that is used to like defend, the other armors are used to protect, and the one armor that we fight with is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And that is how powerful the Word of God is. Like Hebrews 4 verse 12 tells us that the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joints and marrow, and exposing our innermost thoughts and desires. That is how powerful the Word of God is. So imagine how transformed we will be, how emotionally and spiritually mature and developed and advanced we will be if we spend as much time in the Word like we did on our phones. Imagine spending time in the Word of God over our phones. Like, we really need to make sure that whenever we go on our phone, we go consciously and with purpose. We need to go on social media with intention. Like, before going on your phone, take a second to just ask yourself, okay, why am I about to go on my phone right now? What is the purpose of me going to TikTok? What is the purpose of me going on TikTok right now? Is it to search for a recipe, a tutorial, do that, then leave? Or is it to just scroll for fun for 10 minutes? Do that and do not exceed the 10 minutes. Self-control is the fruit of the Spirit, which is what we need to have dominion over our phones. Also, simple practical ways how we can like reduce our screen time or like our phone usage. At night, try leaving your phone in charge in another room or across your room. That way scrolling is not the last thing you do before you go to bed, and you don't scroll immediately you wake up. Like, just try to keep your phone as far from you as possible at all times. Also, one thing that has been helping me is silencing my notifications for all social media apps. If your phone alerts you whenever someone likes your IG, likes your TikTok, that could be so distracting. So I'd say silence your notifications. Trust me, you don't need to know whenever every single person likes your post. It's not that deep. Silence your notifications. If you can, put your phone on do not disturb. Also, limiting your screen times to how many or like however hours per day works for you. And if your screen time is done and it like gives you that notification and blocks you from the app, don't say ignore for today, ignore for 15 minutes. Like, no, have the discipline to just let go of that. And an app that I've been using, which has definitely helped me so much, is Opal, which is the sponsor of today's episode. Now I'm just joking. Can you imagine? I pray so. Opal is an app that has really been helping me get away from social media, and I love it so much because it like blocks the app for a certain period of time. It also gives you a limit on how many hours you can spend on the app. It tracks your screen time, your focus, how many times you pick up your phone, and it also has like motivational quotes or like kind of roasting you sometimes whenever you try to open a blocked app. So it's really good, and it has really been helping me with like not going on TikTok every time, because my TikTok is literally blocked by the app from like 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. So yeah, highly recommended, highly recommended. And the last thing, just a little challenge you can do, is like challenge yourself to spend time in the Word of God before scrolling on your phone. Or maybe just tell yourself like, okay, I'm not scrolling on my phone until I am done with my morning routine. That way you just limit your phone usage one step at a time, and then at some point to a certain extent, because now with how much this app Opal has been helping me, whenever it's like after 5 p.m. and I actually have access to the apps, I don't even want to scroll like that anymore. I'm just like what am I doing here? Like, what is the purpose? So it kind of makes you more conscious the more you spend time away from your phone. So, you know, however you can do it, whatever little steps you can take, just always make sure that you do to like break the addiction one step at a time. And yeah, that is all for today's episode, another short episode. I hope y'all are enjoying the short episodes, because I don't know how else I would have expanded this episode. I would love to know, like, how do you think I would have expanded this episode? But I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope this helps you to get off your phone. Get off your phone and leave life and talk to people and pursue passions and do things that God will be proud of, and most importantly, grow your relationship with your Father. And I'm right there with you. We are in this journey together, as always. I think we should have like a catch-up episode at one point, because there's a lot that we need to do, you know, like the last episode I spoke about prayer, and another episode I spoke about addiction, and so like we'll have a catch-up episode to just ask like, how are we doing with regards to all of these things that we have to die to navigate Christianity in our 20s in a way that glorifies God. But yeah, thank God for that idea. I'll write it down and see what I can do with that. And thank you for listening, DTS fam. Now it's a little cringe, just a little bit, but anyways, it's only cringe when you say it's cringe, when you make it cringe. Thank you for listening, DTS fam. Never forget, Jesus loves you more than the world can comprehend. I'm going to put the link to my sister's podcast, The Pursuit by Neftali, in the show notes. Follow Dead to Self podcast on Instagram. We can talk. And yeah, never forget, Jesus loves you more than the world can comprehend. And I love you too. Truly, I really do. And have a lovely April, guys. Happy April. It is the fourth month of 2024. Can you believe it? Like, 2024 literally just started and we're on the fourth month. I hope you got your vision board and you are still doing everything that you told yourself you're gonna do. Do not lose faith. Do not lose hope. Keep praying. Keep trusting in God. Keep seeking the kingdom first. And I think our next episode is gonna be a question and answer. So in case you have any questions, please Dead to Self podcast Instagram, and then we can talk about it next week. Not tomorrow, did I say tomorrow? Next week's episode is going to be, it's definitely going to be a long episode, and just answer you guys' questions, dilemmas, and we have a good conversation. But thank you for listening. I'm gonna say it for the third time, never forget, Jesus loves you more than the world can comprehend. Hey, okay, bye guys.